Iqembu elimela ilizwe emidlalweni kanobhutshuzoyela ama-Warriors lidanise isizwe seZimbabwe ngokwehluleka kwalo ukuphumelela ukuyadlala kwimidlalo yezwekazi le-Afrika ngomnyaka ozayo. Loba nje lingene kumdlalo wangensonto likhokhela nge-Angola nge-3-1. Lo mklomelo e-Angola yawuhlohla eZimbabwe yodale umehluko ngemva kokuba lawa maqembu ebeyi-3-3 ngemva kokuba sekuhlanganiswe impumela yemidlalo yomibili ngoba wona wawubalwa kabili okutsho ukuba i-Angola inqobe nge-4-3. Limpumela idale ukuba abalandeli badabukane phakathi beqale ukusola abadlali ngemihlobo ebulenjini kuma-social networks.
Yabona udliwa kwama-Warriors kudanise kakhulu eZimbabwe. Ngoba suke sawala kuma-social networks afana labo-Twitter, labo-Facebook abasebethethisana. Mhlobo nje ngosidlutsileyo, mhlobo nje ngowenze kwathi kwathini. So vele ukukhomba ukuthi iZimbabwe ibingekwine ngoba ungela kubambana already from the word go.
Ibhethu lihle latsheka ngomgqibelo lapho iqembu labaleminyaka engaphansi kweyisikhombisa lehluleke ukusebenzisa ithuba lokudlala lisekhaya lanqotshwa nge-2-1 ngele-Congo Brazzaville emdlalweni wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyadlala kumncintiswano we-African Youth Championships. Ngosuku olufanayo iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu linqotshwe nge-1 kanyange lebanyana banyana emdlalweni wokuzwana amandla odlalelwe e-South Africa. Sikhangele impumela yemidlalo kakhilikithi ebikhona ngempela viki yedluleyo. Iqembu leMashonaland Eagles linqobe leMidwest Rhinos ngama-wickets ayisithupha emdlalweni obusekhwekhwe kuthi iqembu leSouthern Rocks litshaye leMatevelin Tuskers ngama-wickets amane emdlalweni obusemaswingo. Ukunqoba kweMashonaland Eagles kuchazwe njengendlela yokuvalelisa engumqeqeshi walo uKevin Kieran yena obhubhe ensukwini ezedluleyo. Imidlalo iqhubekela phambili ngolwesithathu lapho iMashonaland Eagles ezemukela iMatevelin Tuskers kuthi iMidwest Rhinos idlale leMountaineers. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.